Now, the first question, are we ready? Do we want to commence?
We're ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the first question is addressed to Boston's finest, Joe Doyle. Mr. Doyle, you began your talk by saying that our current...
It's not true, and those charges were dropped. It was...
Next question.
Unfortunately, Brother Andres turned state's evidence. I'm so sorry. No, Mr. Doyle, you began your talk by saying that our... Well, we could do this again. Mr. Doyle, you began your talk by saying that our current crisis has four constituent elements. The first two were the imposition of the modernist heresy and the absolute collapse of the Christendom of Western Europe. What were the other two?
I only mentioned one of the other two, and I'm so glad somebody asked that question because I felt very derelict not mentioning the fourth. I did mention the third one, which was the as a result of the demographic collapse brought on by the implosion of Catholic Christendom, the creeping Islamification of Europe. But there was the fourth constituent element, which I did neglect to mention. I'm so glad somebody brought this up. And that was, of course, the defection of Hispanidad in the Western Hemisphere to heresy. So it was, and of course, we also mentioned, of course, another one, of course, would also be the ethnic cleansing and the genocide of what remains of Catholic Christianity in the Middle East. In our lifetime, in the lifetime of most of us, Lebanon had a Christian majority and a Catholic plurality. 100 years ago, Syria was 20% Christian, Iraq was 20% Christian. Now they're in the low single digits and declining. And by the way, this has been a trend that's been going on for 30 years or 40 years or more, but it was a Republican evangelical president, George Bush, which really created the circumstances that that led to the virtual extinction of Catholicism in the Middle East. You know,
so. Yay, America.
Yeah. Of course.
Only a footnote. He speaks of the defection of Latin America, probably thinking of Protestantism, Protestant incursions in Latin America. I saw an article the other day, a pretty authoritative source. 5 years ago, there were about 40 Muslims in Cuba. Today, there are 1,000 converts, Cuban converts to Islam. That's a little disturbing.
Well, fortunately, those of us who are shallow, such as myself, won't be disturbed.
And we should also add not only a defection to heresy, but also a defection to North American-style secularism. We're seeing this also, the sexual revolution and modern materialism and hedonism is also reaching reaching Latin America, sadly.
Can we go over the four points once more?
Well, I was going to ask Joe, didn't talk about Canada. Because Canada at one point was a flight area for Americans during the Revolutionary War,
right,
who flew to Canada and established Catholic Canada, and King George III actually gave the territory.
Right.
But Canada's pretty much gone too, right?
Yeah, well, I mentioned actually, I mentioned when we talked about the implosion of Catholic Christendom, the parallel in North America and in Australasia,
right,
where it's, again, you know, right now in America, 14%, 13% of the population of the United States are former Catholics. One in three, maybe closer to two in five Catholics in this country have left the church. And, of course, in Canada and Quebec, you had the Quiet Revolution. This was another country. It was New France and a wonderful Catholic society that existed until the 1960s. And now, of course, it's heavily into the homosexualist revolution and for abortion and become the most left-wing part of Canada, kind of a corruptio. Optimy. So it's really an appalling general apostasy in the West, and this is there's no sign that the Church has any indication it can seriously confront this and reverse it. Unlike the Counter-Reformation, where the Church made the hard decisions and decided to do everything in its power to save Christendom.
I'd just like to say a word on the Quiet Revolution, which of course is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is how quickly Quebec folded.
Yeah.
It was less than 10 years. And in my humble opinion, part of the problem, and you saw this, I think, later in Ireland, same pattern, a very clerical society, not a really strong lay Catholic leadership.